This is the EWN Podcast Network.
You are listening to Sharing Stories with Helen Rose. My guest today is my friend Alexis McKeown. Anyone from Canmore knows who Alexis is. She's an amazing photographer, and she has this unbelievable ability to bring out your beauty. Alexis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Helen.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this because every person has something they don't like about themselves when they're being photographed, correct?
Yes, it's usually the first thing I hear about.
Yeah, the first thing when you do a consult is like, yeah. I don't like my picture being taken.
Or I don't like this A or B or C about what I look like.
Yeah. And I just, you know, for me, I don't like my picture being taken. And
neither do I.
Well, and it's so funny. I don't know too many people who love it. And
unless they're like 20.
Yeah, then they can have any picture they want. Well, I think we used to be like that too, didn't we?
Probably.
So I want to have a conversation about how you began this business of helping people gain the confidence. I will tell you, at 55, I think was the first time I did a photo shoot with you. And I've never been particularly comfortable with my smile. And everyone's like, why? What's wrong with your smile? But it's, again, that's the one thing that I don't like about my physical feature. And after a session with you, and I saw the results of your work, I actually do have more confidence. And now it's
Yay.
Just like, yeah, thank you. Because it's too bad I didn't know you. Of course, you wouldn't have been born when I was 20. But so how did you discover you had that talent?
Oh, I don't know if it's something I discovered that I had. I think it's something that I worked to attain. And I still work hard to be able to do it. I think that I discovered that I wanted to be able to do it when I was searching through. I was already calling myself a photographer. I had I was starting a business. I always loved photography, but I was already at the point of kind of doing it as a new career. And I was really searching for, they always tell you, oh, you have to find your niche. You have to find your genre. And I was doing a little bit of weddings, a little bit of commercial work, a little bit of family with kids. And I hadn't really found something that really resonated or made me want to just focus on one thing, but I knew that I was looking for that. And I was looking through photographs that my mom had of, looking for family photographs. And my mom has like a load of photos. She has a lot of photos. She's always kept a lot of photos, which I am absolutely so grateful for and so happy that she did. But she wasn't really in a lot of them. She sort of was in all the photos when me and my two brothers were really young. And then all of a sudden, she just like wasn't in a lot of photographs. And I think, you know, after talking to her, I realized it was because she was like the plight of many mothers. She's always the one taking the photographs and or she didn't love the photographs of her, so she didn't keep those ones. And yeah. Which we often all do, right? Oh, this is terrible. I'm throwing this out. And I wanted her to exist in photographs that she felt really good about. And I sort of at that point was like, I need to learn how to take a photograph that she's going to look at and love and feel good about keeping and sharing with me and the rest of our family and, you know, for herself too. And so I started to go down this, this rabbit hole of like, how do I learn to do this? And it all of a sudden, it didn't take me long to realize it really fit already with some of who I am. I come from a dance background, so directing people and helping with pose and line and composition really came naturally to me. And I think that's something that a lot of studio photographers maybe struggle with is directing, like telling someone how to sit. You know, with your experience, you probably remember.
Oh,
I was
totally
super bossy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I told you exactly how to sit, where to put your arms, where to whatever. And it's not because, it's not because I'm trying to create something unrealistic. It's because I know that it's really hard to, you know, it's really uncomfortable when you're just trying to do it on your own. Whereas if someone can just help you then you're going to get a better picture. And so, you know, we look at all these photographs on magazines and whatever, and they didn't just, that didn't just happen. Like, they have a lot of helpers.
Absolutely. And the beauty of working with you is not only do we get to spend the day with you, but have those pictures taken, we also get someone to do our hair.
Yeah.
We get someone to do our makeup.
A little bit of a pamper session to feel good. And I don't even think that that's necessarily, I don't know that everyone even needs that, but I think it's part of the reason I do that in my sessions is because I think it's this moment to treat yourself to something, to feel good and to relax when you're about to do something that's like making you pretty nervous.
Absolutely. And the fact is, you know, I'm not 20. When I was 20, sure, take my picture. I didn't have any roles and, you know, age spots and all of those things, right? And so now it is about, you're right, when you talk about your mom, it is about that time where you kind of forget yourself as a mom. You're so busy raising your kids and looking after families and working and all those things that you do. You just, it just happens. It's called aging, and we're trying to fight it so much instead of embracing.
Yeah, and just existing in photographs at all those stages, whatever size of clothing you're wearing at that point in your life, whatever your skin looks like or your hair looks like, we still want to have photographs of you when we are in your life. You know, we want, what, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And
totally. And you know, like, there's any number of those pictures that could be, you know, the great big one at my funeral, and I would be quite happy to have, hopefully. But you know what, it's true, it changes, obviously, in 20 years at 77, which is frightening to think about, but I'll wish I looked like I did now. So rather than fighting where you're at now and going back and thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not 20.
Change your perspective on what you look like right now, which is what I'm hoping happens.
And you do. You took one photo of me. It's on my website. And it's like just a close-up black and white of my face. And it shows my lifelines. And you know what? I love that picture.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's not, I don't have the perfect smooth skin, and I don't care, because you know what? You've captured what my journey has been.
Your beauty is so much more than what your skin looks like or whatever. You know, I think that because of what, obviously, I mean, this is a conversation that I think a lot of people are having right now. We've been shown this like very narrow view of beauty. It's like one age, one race, you know, one size.
Yep.
And I think we're starting as a society to be done with that. And I really, as a photographer, feel very responsible to show a broader view of beauty. And I personally, especially for women, I mean, I do photograph men, obviously, but we've always seen a little bit broader view of men. Not that there aren't also sometimes impossible beauty standards for men as well. So I just find that I connect really well with women, and I know how to photograph women. So that's kind of what I've leaned into. But yeah, I feel responsible for showing that there's so much beauty that's not in such a narrow lane, you know?
Totally. And let's be realistic. You know, if I looked like I did when I was 20, I'd probably look ill because I was so thin.
Right. We're not supposed to look that way for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, it's a shame when we keep holding ourselves to this standard that it's like that standard should change. Our beauty changes. We change. You're not the same woman you were when you were 20. You have so much more depth of wisdom and your experience in life and your knowledge and your beauty as a person is so much bigger. So why not be able to document that on paper too, I guess?
Yeah, that's true. And I think when we had this conversation a while back when we talked about doing this podcast, was that that very thing is we need to be more accepting of who we are. Mm-hmm. And it has to be realistic. I mean, we're worrying about things that are important to us, but they're on the broader scale really not so important. And that's why I don't dye my hair. It gives a nod to women who lost their hair because they're struggling with cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's important, but it's not important. It's more important. You actually aren't pulling out just someone's beautiful eyes or someone's beautiful smile. You're pulling out that confidence that I think that they don't really know they have until they're sitting in your studio.
I hope I pull that out, and I hope I can reflect it back to people. And I don't know if they feel it while they're sitting in there. I think they're thinking about a lot of other things during the photo shoot, but I hope that they feel it when they look at the photographs. It's always like my mission to be able to like almost hold up a mirror and be like, this is how your family sees you. This is how people see you. You just haven't seen yourself like this before.
That's so well said, and it's so true. We're just going to take a quick break. You are listening to Sharing Stories with Helen Rose, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sharing Stories with Helen Rose. My guest today is Alexis McKeown, a photographer out of Canmore, who is an absolutely amazing young woman and a beautiful person herself and an amazing photographer. I know a lot of my friends have used your services, Alexis, and we are all like, is that an Alexis photo?
That's so nice.
You've kind of become a little famous. So let's go back to, we're talking about that confidence that the photo brings out. It isn't about the makeup and the hair and all of that. It's about finding who you are. And it's so important as you're getting into, women are getting into their, you know, 50s and 60s to realize that life is not over. Yes, you are still beautiful. And also, does that work on the other side of the scale with the 30 and 40 year olds that, what do they struggle with? Or do they?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that, and even the young ladies that I photograph who are in their teens and 20s, you know, I always say that, like, I love photographing older women because they have a different kind of a confidence. They don't necessarily, they are maybe way harder on themselves in a physical appearance way, I would say, in general. They bring this, they know who they are. And I love that. I find it very inspiring. I love meeting women who, they know who they are, they know what they're about, they know their values, and they can have such a deeper conversation with you. And like, I love that about my job. I get to meet the most inspiring, badass women. It's so cool. So maybe that's like the, it almost flips when, like, you know, the younger women that I'm photographing probably feel, you know, decently confident about what they look like. Not all of them necessarily, actually, but they don't feel as confident in their personalities. They still are maybe trying to portray what they think other people think they're supposed to be like or talk like or act like. And I think especially in this world of Instagram and a lot of imagery of, and young women are putting themselves on the internet and all this stuff. And so I think I'm starting to see this, like, it's becoming very generic. Like, everyone's taking the same photo of themselves in the younger generation. They're all like posing the same, holding their hands the same, doing the same makeup. And so I love to try and kind of, for my younger clients, pull out like, what is your personality? What's your personal style? What inspires you? What, you know, what art do you like? What music do you listen to? And maybe try and reflect that a little bit.
Yeah. And they, you know, the younger generation, and maybe my generation too, has definitely a lot of pressure to be beautiful. And
oh yeah, I think that's just like our society in general.
Totally. And it's just, they've kind of said, if you're not skinny, you're not beautiful. If you don't have the perfect skin, you're not beautiful. If you don't have the perfect hair, you're not beautiful. And it's so unfair.
And you know, it's so untrue. It is so untrue. Like, I often get asked by like friends or family, like, oh, have you ever gotten someone in your studio and been like, oh my God, I don't know if I can get a good photo of this person? And absolutely 100% no, never. Because everyone is so beautiful. Like, especially once you get to know them, like I always try and spend a little bit of time at least, you know, getting to know the people that I'm going to photograph. I always wish I had more time, but yeah, everyone is beautiful. And it's just that we're not shown that in our magazines and on our movies.
It's so true.
It's starting to get better.
But. Yeah, and it is starting to get better. And, you know, Hollywood, if anyone, I can't think of anyone who's famous that has my smile, because my, you know, I've got
such a sparkly smile.
Oh, well,
smile.
Thank you. But I've got a gummy smile and I hate it.
You smile with your whole face.
Yeah, I do. And so, but I, you know, I look at those beautiful movie stars, man, I loved it. So I have a story to tell you. Is at one point in my life, I actually went and saw a maxillofacial surgeon because I wanted to change my smile. That's how uncomfortable I was with it. And it would only have cost $15,000. Ooh, yeah. But they take payment plan. But the other thing was, it would have required both my jaws being broken to correct.
The things, the lengths will go
know.
To.
Like, and I stopped and I went, you know what? This is a time when I need to start accepting my individuality.
I'm so glad that made you realize
that. Oh, it did, because you know what? It would have changed the entire look of my face.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it may have given me permanent nerve damage. It would have, you know, it's like,
oh my
gosh. All
sorts of problems that could come up.
Totally. And
not to mention just the recovery of going through that.
Totally. Well, I would have been thinner again because I wouldn't have been able to eat for 6 weeks. But yeah, it was crazy. But that was the pressure I was feeling. And I was in my early 40s. And I kept saying, well, if I were 20, I would do it. Now I'm like, actually, I know when I see people and they're not sure if they recognize me and I smile and they're like, oh yeah, Helen. So you know what?
Isn't that lovely?
It's fantastic. And every person, like you say, is beautiful. Like,
absolutely.
When you get to know someone, and it makes them even more beautiful physically when you see the kindness or whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so true. And I think that, again, it's just a product of not being shown this in our media as much. And like we said, it is getting better. But I think that if we saw more different kinds of beauty, we think it's like, oh, these, you know, people in the magazines that we see and whatever are so beautiful. But actually, they've also had, you know, makeup artists, hairstylists, lighting,
teeth
posing,
capped.
Whatever, all these things altered about their appearance. And then there's the whole Photoshop conversation, right? And so, you know, we're not really looking at necessarily a true representation of even that person, but then also we're just looking at such a narrow slice.
Yeah. And, you know, wouldn't it be fun if we could get up every morning and Photoshop away the zits and the dark circles? And
right.
But how?
But also, it's human. We're all
totally.
Human. Like, you know, we just need to be not so worried about it. I think we spend a lot of energy worrying about these things. And wouldn't it be fabulous if all of that energy could go into what we're contributing otherwise to the world, you know?
And it's true. And if you ask someone what they don't like about themselves, do you know?
I never really have to ask. They just volunteer
that information. Yeah, they will tell you. It's true. They will. That is very true. But also, 9 times out of 10, they won't say, well, actually, you know what? I really am quite impatient. I got to stop being so judgmental. They will always pick something physical.
Yeah, it's so true. So when that happens in my studio, and like I said, they usually volunteer. The first thing they tell me when we sit down for a consult is, this is what I don't physically like about my appearance. I always sort of, you know, I will listen because I want to make space where that's allowed. But at the same time, I'm going to shut it down. Like, at some point, we're going to talk about, what do you love about yourself? What is your favorite feature? What does your family, you know, what do they love about you?
And that's hard. And when I do some of my speaks and my journaling retreats, I have a mirror there. And, you know, that's the hardest exercise is you pick up that mirror and you ask, who do you see? It's amazing how people
really can imagine.
Totally. And so we're going to talk more about that, but we're going to take a quick break. I'm with Alexis McKeown, Canmore-based photographer who captures the beauty of women mostly. So we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Sharing Stories with Helen Rose. My guest today is Alexis McKeown. Alexis, I have looked at your portfolio and you've got some pretty funky clients that do some pretty awesome pictures where I would not do, like, I won't say her name, but she had this like goddess warrior photo done and it just fits her personality beautifully.
Cool. Yeah.
And so you do a lot of boudoir photos, don't you?
I do. I often hesitate to use the word boudoir in my website and in my marketing. And that's just largely because I don't know that I associate with the style of boudoir that comes to mind, you know, when people are thinking about that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just right. Not really my style. Right. I always say I do boudoir that you could show your grandmother.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, that's good.
I like to keep it pretty classy.
Yeah.
And I also, maybe being a female photographer, photographing female bodies, I don't know what it is, but like, I'm not going to take pictures of your bits. Like, I'm not going to take parts, you know.
Yeah.
I still am a portrait photographer. I'm trying to tell a story about who you are, not what you
are. Well, we all know what our bits look like. And yeah, I don't know that we need to have them photographed.
Well, some people do, and some people find those kinds of shoots really empowering because it does maybe change their perspective on what they physically look like. Mm-hmm. And that's a cool thing too, but it's just not really what I'm doing. I won't just take a picture of your bum, you know, like I want to take a picture of who you are as a whole person. And if you're nude in that photo or in your underwear, whatever, that's cool too, because I think that we should also celebrate that kind of, you know, that kind of beauty. But it's just like, there's different ways of doing it. And I suppose the way that I do it is like, I think people feel pretty comfortable sharing though, or they're more timeless maybe, like maybe you're going to look back on it when you're older and maybe you'll show your kids or,
oh my gosh,
I don't know.
Think my son would be mortified if
sure. I mean, maybe your kids when they're older as well, like not when they're children.
Dead.
Yeah. Maybe when you're dead.
Cause you know, you go back and you look at some of the, so the one that I'm thinking about is like Playboy. You know, there's a lot of celebrities that have posed in Playboy and we're going to talk about male because Burt Reynolds, right?
Right.
And it's like, it, you know, you appreciate the beauty of a male body for sure. But I don't know, when you saw him in his last days, it's kind of like, huh, you know what I mean? I remember when they used to have that show on TV called Biography. I don't know, maybe you don't remember it, but I always found it really almost bittersweet to watch a beautiful movie star. And as they aged, because they're just human, when you look at some of them now and you're like, yikes, you didn't age well, right? And I always thought, wow, they were so beautiful when they were younger and, you know, they've just really struggled or whatever. And then you see them kind of the end of days and you think, oh my gosh, really brings home that we are just human.
We're all human. I mean, and also again, that's that narrow slice of beauty though. We're just holding up youth as beautiful, but why there's different elements, even when, you know, you might look at a person and go, yikes, but actually if you really look, there's something else beautiful there. It's just that we don't sort of categorize it as beauty, I suppose.
That's a really good point. It, you know what? I mean, I, like you say, like you are beautiful at any age. There's some older people. I love the pictures of people from other countries. Like when I spent some time in Guatemala, those beautiful weather beaten faces really speaks to the type of life they had.
Right. It tells a whole story about a human being and that's beautiful in its own way. Right. And so, but maybe put yourself, do you want a picture? Like, you know, we're so sort of brainwashed or trained to think like, oh my God, I don't want all those wrinkles though. Like that's okay for them.
Yeah.
And Photoshop, I can see beautiful, you know, there, but if it was me, then we're so like all of a sudden it changes. So speaking of Photoshop, so I try not to, like, I'm not, unless someone expressly asks me to like remove something, like I'm not going to alter the way that someone looks. I leave age, you know, I am going to take away a little, I'm going to take away blemishes and, sure, you know, I, sure, and some distracting elements that aren't part of who you are, but like, I'm not taking away any of your smile lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think that you've, like you said, you've earned those, your life. That's a story about your life. And also, I would like you to celebrate them rather than sort of like chastise yourself for them.
So do you notice a lot of your clients, when, I know the difference I felt after my first photo shoot with you. I mean, I'm still uncomfortable with my smile and my rolls and all of that, but I'm not so hateful of them. It's just where it is. Yeah.
It's okay to be uncomfortable. We're not always going to feel great about everything about ourselves. Again, right, part of being human.
Right.
All I'm trying to do is show you this moment where, like, oh, I can feel good about it, you know.
So 9 times out of 10, would you guess, maybe not 9 times out of 10, how many of your clients do you do from the beginning to the end, to the final photo shoot? I know when I saw my first, I cried.
Oh, I get some emotional responses, for sure, in different ways too. And some people are very quiet and they don't seem like they're reacting, and then I get super nervous. But then I hear afterwards, maybe they'll write me an email when they get home and just like let all of these things out, but they just weren't comfortable sharing that in the moment.
Well, and we've also been taught to say, you know, you're not supposed to walk around going, oh my gosh, I'm beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And you should be able to do that in a different way of saying,
oh, that's,
you
know, like right in my little, I don't know if you've read my little like mission state or like my sort of manifesto, but in there it's that I would like to always hold a space for a woman to own her beauty unapologetically, to know it. So I want to show it to her, and I want her to own it and be able to, it's hers, you know, like not feel apologetic. Cause I do think that, especially maybe like Canadians, I don't know, or maybe this is like comes from, I don't know where it comes from, but we are sort of,
so nice.
Yeah. We're supposed to sort of decline compliments, and we're very, you know, we're supposed to be humble and modest, and all of that is lovely. But at some point we also need to be able to say like, yeah, I look good.
Yeah, totally. And you know, I'll if I'm telling someone about you and I'll pull out my picture and they're like, oh, who's that? And I'm like, that's me. Or I'll have people go, that's you. When was that taken? And like 20 years ago? No, like last May. And then there's that little bit to you go, well, how bad do I normally look when I'm running around? You know what I mean? But that's not what they mean. They see.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think that's what they mean. I think that they're, you know, they're used to seeing you in your regular life with no makeup and like, hurrah that we live in a town where that's awesome. Like,
yeah,
no,
totally.
You know, we can run around without our makeup and whatever. But let's like allow ourselves to also have this other part of our, you know, part of our beauty showing, which is like photographed in beautiful light on your best day, you know?
Well, and yeah. And you know what? I will say that my daughter-in-law is very, very good with her daughter, my granddaughter, about being very positive about, and even though she's a toddler, we tell her she's smart and she's beautiful and she's all those things. There is no body shaming allowed talk in their house.
To oneself. Yes.
To oneself.
So this is such an important thing. And actually just a couple of days ago, I had a client post some of her images and, share this story of why she came to my studio. And it's like, the shoot that I did with her was quite an emotional experience for me, for many reasons, because she has struggled with her own, you know, self-confidence in the way that she looks, but also she's very sick right now. And so she doesn't know if she's going to be around.
Oh my gosh.
She has no idea, right? Like, things are up in the air in her life. And so she wanted to make herself, even though she felt super uncomfortable, come and do a photo shoot so that she could show her young daughter, who's like in junior high-ish age, that she was trying to set this example of like owning her beauty. Even, and she realized how much when her daughter was younger that she had maybe always told her daughter, you know, boosted her daughter's confidence, but in front of her daughter had been talking about herself badly. And so it's like, we can only learn so much from what our mothers and the women in our lives tell us. We're going to learn a lot more by what they show us. And so she'd realized that she'd shown her daughter to talk badly about yourself, because she was doing that to herself. And so she was always putting herself down about how much weight she gained or what she was looking like or whatever. And I think she was like, oh my God, I have to turn that around or show a different example. And she did that by coming to do a photo shoot and celebrating her own beauty, even though her body had changed drastically because of the health problems that she was struggling with. And she just put them on Facebook and told this whole story. I wouldn't be sharing it if she hadn't just done this and sort of more of a public forum. But she was saying her daughter is starting to say these bad things about herself, and she wants to show her that, like, we can be beautiful at any stage in our lives, at whatever our body changes are going through. You know, we can try and feel beautiful and, you know, and own that beauty.
Right. And beauty really is in the eye of the beholder. And, you know, I haven't crossed paths with too many women on my journey, but there's a few where they're quite striking, just physically born with that beauty, but they're actually not very nice people. And it's like, you know what, that actually makes you quite ugly.
I mean, it is true what they say, like, it comes from the inside.
Yeah.
And like what you said before, once you get to know a person, they are so much more beautiful in your eyes, because you learn more about them and their inner beauty. It does come through for sure.
What an amazing woman that is. I'm gonna have to go and find her.
I know. I get like, it was such a cool experience for me, and I was so honored. Honored because she shared her story with me. I think that's she was vulnerable in my space, which is very big for me. And then also that she was coming to me with this sort of mission, which I felt really.
So I wonder if that's something if with her permission, you could put on the wall or put on your website.
Yeah,
it's really powerful, isn't it?
She has said that I can share it on my blog and things like that, which I haven't gotten around to doing. But now that she has had a chance to share it herself, I think that I'll probably do that.
And that's what we were saying earlier. You know, in 20 years, you know, God willing, that I'm still healthy at 77 and, you know, have a few more wrinkles and a little more saggier and whatever. You know, I'll look back on these days and hopefully I'll still feel the way I do today now because of my experience with you. You know, when you said that someone came to your studio vulnerable, we all go to your studio vulnerable.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And like you bring a great thing. I hope you understand just how inspiring you are to women, Alexis.
Thank you, Helen.
Yeah, because I think sometimes you get in that do mode and you forget that you are bringing a very powerful part to someone's life.
Yeah, I try not to forget it. I think I do get in work mode for sure when I'm in it.
Yeah.
But
and you're so bossy. I love it.
I'm the bossiest photographer in town.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's because I never want to leave someone out there on their own, you know, because I would feel like I'm just trying to envision what I would feel like on the other side of it. And I have been photographed not that many times, but it is like, you know, you already do feel vulnerable. So if someone can just take your hand and guide you through it, then it's like you're not as vulnerable, I guess, or something.
Of course. Yeah. Well, and I think really the confidence you walk out after and you're exhausted. It's exhausting.
Yeah. It's
isn't
hard work.
It,
I make my clients work.
Oh, you do. I love it. But you go home and you're like, oh my, I'm exhausted.
Well, it's because, it's not only physical, but it's emotionally, I think, fairly draining.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of like, you're going through all this.
Then you sit down for the reveal. And, you know, there's TV shows that do this. You know what?
I guess like the makeover
totally. And you see these women that these people pull out that beauty. You know, I can't remember the one where what not to wear is my
I love that show.
And so, but look at how popular it is. What does that tell you?
Yeah, because they're not changing what your body is. It is what it is.
Yep.
Let's bring it in its best. Let's show it in its best, you know, light, in its best clothes and its best clothes.
And that's the thing is, I think we think if we're into a size 14, then we're not attractive anymore.
I just gave away
all my size 6 clothes because you know what? I won't be into size 6
and
ever.
Why do you want to put your energy into worrying about that?
Totally. Yeah. By the time if I'm ever a size 6 again, they'll all be out of style. Although if you hang on to them, they'll come back. But whatever, that's a whole other podcast. Alexis, thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait till I'm in the studio with you again. Well, you are my official photographer.
Yay.
And you are a lovely, beautiful human being.
Oh,
and
thanks, Helen. Those feels are all mutual. Yeah. Right back at you, sister.
Well, thanks, hon. And all right, we're good to go. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Sharing Stories with Helen Rose. To learn more about Helen's journaling retreats, speaking engagements, and life coaching, or to sign up for her newsletter, please visit helenrose.ca.
Thanks for listening. This is the EWN Podcast Network.